Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. And welcome. Coach LaLisa here on the air to help share with you some valuable information to help you live the life that you dream of. You know, so many people are not living their dream life. They're just simply not taking advantage of all that they could be taking advantage of if they would only step out of the way of fear, frustration, doubt, and distractions. Just open up and be the awesome, awesome person who you really, really are. You are great. You are powerful. You are wonderful. And you deserve to have the life of your dreams. You may say to yourself, but I don't know how. I don't know where to start. I'm not sure what I should do first. You may think to yourself, I have so many things going on. I mean, I have this is facing me, that is facing me. Which one do I tackle first? Or maybe you're in a position where you thought you were on the right path. Everything seemed to be going great. You had the great career. You have the great company that you were employed with, and you were working for several years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years, possibly 15 or 20 years, and then all of a sudden, you ran smack dab into unfulfillment. In other words, you thought you had achieved level 5 of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, so you thought you were self-actualizing. But in reality, you're not totally fulfilled. Or maybe your finances. You thought you would have a lot more saved. You thought you would be able to do a lot more with what you have saved. But it's just not kicking in that way. Well, I'm glad you came to the absolute right place as your coach, as your mentor. I am here. It is a lot of people have all kinds of jobs. Well, it's my job, it's my career to help you live the life of your dreams. That means have the career of your dreams. That means have the relationship of your dreams. It means having your finances at the level that of your dream. It means having your health at its best. Your dream, what is your dream health, you know? A lot of times we don't think of our health in that way. We think of our dream jobs and we think of other, you know, our dream financial state. We often think of the man or the woman of our dreams. But how many times do we think of our dream health? Well, your health is important. Health and wealth go together. Without health, there will be no real sustainable enjoyment for wealth. You may attain wealth, but it doesn't mean you will stay to enjoy that wealth. And so you have to try to remove all the barriers to wonderful health. Now, I know some things you can't help. They just happen. But at the same time, there are things you can do. Now, we're talking today about how to really live your dream. Now, I want to let you know that you have the option right now to work with me on a 30-day plan. I take that back, not 30 days, but 90 days. If you would like to work, if you would like to see, okay, LaLisa, you know what? I think I'm ready. What are you talking about, Coach? If you would like to work on a 90-day plan to change your life, you're going going to inbox me after the show on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook, or you can send me a personal email and let me know you have tuned into the show and you're ready for the 90-day plan to change your life. In essence, you're going to do a life makeover. You're going to make over your life in those 90 days. You're going to work through various issues, and you're going to work through various topics that are important to you, from discovering your dream. And this is for any age group. It doesn't matter. You've heard Terry Benjamin. He's been coming on the air. He's been talking about healthy aging, okay, lifelong learning. You can do it. You can do it. And we're going to work with you. We have a 90-day plan. You know, they say it takes 21 days to create a habit. All right? 21 days to create a habit and 21 days to break one. You need to break negative habits, and you need to establish positive habits that are going to help you achieve success in life. Now, I understand success doesn't always come so easily, because what happens is there are other people, we have these people in the world. Terry Benjamin talked about it the other day. I've experienced it. They are real. They are live. There are dream snatchers. So, now, nonetheless, I'm going to open up our phone lines. I see we have callers from Cleveland, Ohio, on the air. So, that was just my little introduction. But I'm going to open up their phone lines, and they're going to tell us all about their wonderful program and symposium that's coming up. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the Cleveland crew. I just opened up everyone's phone line that had their hand up. So that's area code 440 and area code 216-798. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
I know you probably, you sitting there go, what in the is she talking about?
Good morning, Lalisa. This is Denise from Cleveland with the Beyond Abuse Project. And we have with me...
Latasha Scott, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. That's Latasha Scott.
Hey, Latasha.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Enjoying your show this morning.
I know, right? I was kind of going somewhere. Listen, now, wonderful. Are you going to, will I see you in Cleveland this weekend?
Yes.
Oh,
I
can't wait.
This is where I live. This is my hometown.
Well, we won't hold that against you. No, I'm just kidding. But I love to say that to people. I got that from my husband. He used to do that to me about Cincinnati. But awesome. I can't. Oh, my God. Cleveland, Ohio. How cold is it up there right now?
It's not too bad, Lalisa, but I just want to give you a little background on who Latasha Scott is, and she can kind of tell you a little bit more. But Latasha is one of the contributing poets who has been featured in the Beyond Abuse book. She came in, and she's actually the author of the Beyond Abuse poem. So I'm hoping that you'll allow her to give some lyrical lifestyle words to your audience this morning. But she's a wonderful young lady. Me and her mom has been friends for forever. We've always done special events and everything, and I'm going to give a shout-out to her mother, Marie, who's probably listening. But Latasha is like one of our daughters, and I can't wait for you to meet her and just to hear her words, because there's something in her that God is using, and she speaks to her generation, you know what I mean? And in that, we cross the boundaries with this Beyond Abuse book, because it's just not for people of our age, but it's for that next generation. It's for that male and female gender. It's for the youth. It's for the elderly. It's just for all people. So we're breaking some boundaries with this.
And what's your last name again?
Scott.
Okay, well, go right ahead, please. And for those of you who are listening in, we're talking with Denise Jenkins, leader extraordinaire, leading this awesome, awesome campaign against an awareness for domestic violence abuse. She is they're located in the Cleveland area where she's on the line accompanied today by Ms. Latasha Scott, who is also a poet. We know some of the history because you've been on here before. Started out as a one-day seminar. It turned into a conference. Now you're doing this huge symposium, and you have other projects that you do all year. Wow, just amazing, amazing. And now you have a book that's a project, the Beyond Abuse Project, the book, and you're saying that there's different women who have contributed their stories to the book. Some of those women have already come on this show and shared. For those of you who want to go back and catch the archives, that was last week, I believe that second week in October. And also, you have a poet who is coming to share some poetry that will also be in the book. We would be so delighted. We're excited. I'm looking forward to being a part of this symposium, this groundbreaking, earth-shattering project that is really going to shake some things up. And you all have been all over Cleveland on radio shows, on TV shows. Denise, you've been featured in magazines. And Denise, I tell you, you are such a powerful example. Now, I didn't plan to talk about living your dream today, you know, but I got up a little bit early, and then I was looking at some things, and I just went in that direction for some odd reason. But it's so fitting because you are truly living a dream. The Sanctuary, CEC, that you are the founder and CEO of, you know, the launching of that, the birthing of that, the waiting for it to really come forth in full force. So many things just really speak to this dream thing that is going to just encourage some people. Yes, you're going to encourage women who have been battered and beaten and destroyed. Yes, you're going to help silently. You're going to help men who are the batterers. They're looking, they're listening, and sometimes, you know, you may not even have to get them in a room. Maybe if they just hear the destruction, because they're used to just going on day by day and nobody checking them. But now all of this awareness, these campaigns, is putting them in check. And a lot of them are going to just wake up and stop the prayers that are going forth in your prayer breakfasts. You've been over there at Applebee's. You've done fundraisers. Girl, I'm telling you, you are a breath of fresh air in your leadership. And I'm not just saying that because you're my friend and you invited me to Cleveland and I spoke before 700-plus women on the platform with Dolores Presley and Karen Taylor. No. But that was good, though, too. Thank you. But that was cool, girl. I'm putting that down on my bio. But listen,
hey, man.
Hey, yes, I am, because you made that happen, and I just met you. But here's the thing. You and all the women that you're working with, like Latasha Scott, like the Gerlinas, like the LaShawn and Laura and some of the others, and Tiffany and all these women, and your very own sister, Doris, who I met, a woman who was working with the lady whose body was found outside of the DoubleTree in the dumpster, and who left all those children to be cared for. You know, you were the one who went to do your internship with a marriage counselor to get your certificate as a certified coach and drug and alcohol, certified drug and alcohol counselor. The same woman that you served under for leadership and to get your credit hours was then murdered by her husband. I'm telling you, girl, God has placed you in an amazing place to just be, and you can't say all these wonderful things about yourself. So I'm going to say them because people need to hear. There are so many people sitting back some talent, some gift, thinking they can't do it, you know, and you never gave up on the day I met you, and you talked about your dreams, and you go your goals, and you are reaching them, and some people need to hear it, because some people think that if stuff don't happen overnight, like a microwave, like a you know, a 4G speed, you know, iPhone, they think it ain't going to happen. But boy, oh boy, they can learn a lesson from you. So, now, that was my introduction of you. You introduced Latasha. I want anybody who tunes into this show, whether they tune in this next week, next month, next year, they need to know what you are capable of doing and the lives that you're changing. This is just, this sounds like a lot, y'all, but she's just at the tip of her iceberg. You don't even know what all this woman is capable of doing. I know some people have proclaimed to change Cleveland, but guess what? You got to really change that place, because when you, man, oh, man, oh, man, there are so many women there who need to hear from you. You're so empowering. You know, once they open up those doors in every jail cell, they need to put a Denise Cleveland up in there. I bet you them ladies won't come back to jail. I bet you they might go out.
But, and I know that's a private joke, LaLisa. You talk about Denise from Cleveland, Latasha, and to all of your listeners. That's how I call when I call LaLisa's house, so her husband will know who I am. And I always say, "This is Denise from Cleveland."
I started.
And her husband thought my last name was Cleveland.
So I just call it Denise Cleveland. But baby, when they let you up in them jailhouses, oh my. Ladies are never, guess what, they're not going back out and do nothing wrong. They may not go do nothing, but they ain't going to do nothing wrong. And they need to open up every church, I mean every, well, churches too, but you need to go, because see, once you go into the jails, the churches are going to change, because, you know, it's the prisoners who need to come into the house and change some of the, anyway, so I could go on and on, but let me turn it over to you ladies.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let Tasha come on and talk and tell you about her own personal project. She has written a book of poetry, and I'm encouraging her to continue to do that, and she's going to publish it. We're going to be right behind her with that, because it's important for the young people to start building their legacies. I'm going to put my phone on mute. So while she talks, so when we talk, that way we don't get all that background noise. But I do want her to come. Just tell LaLisa, I just want her to come and tell her story, a little bit about who she is, what she's doing, and to, if you allow her, to read one of her poems. So, Latasha, you got it.
Yes. Hi, my name is Latasha. Miss Denise, like she said, she's been a friend of the family for years. She's like a aunt to me. Her and my mother has worked together for many years. I've been writing poetry since forever. I strictly started doing poetry when I was in college. When I decided to get closer to God and when I decided to focus on Him in my life is when He gave me a ministry in my heart full of words to share with the world. And a lot of my poetry deals with different things that goes on with the world. A lot of women, I have a heart for women. I have a heart for teenagers. So when Ms. Denise asked me to write her a poem for a book, I thought nothing of it, like, sure, no problem. But now to see the doors that God has opened for me by just writing one to two poems, never imagining or thinking that He had a plan for me when He was planning her destiny, it's amazing to me. Now I'm on the radio doing something that I always wished and dreamed I could do. So, I mean, I have one of the poems that I have for her book. It's called Female Meets the World. I'm going to share it now. It said what the world did to female. I was barely able to recognize she when I saw her. No longer did a woman carry the same confidence that she once had. Along the way on her long journey, in her shoes, she said it was lost. Exhausted from the distance, she went for happiness. The lady I once knew was no longer present. But that trick, B, hoe, slut, lesbo, baby mama, ex-wife, girlfriend walked up to me. with tears in her heart, a blank stare in her eyes, cries silently out loud and fed up on her back. She had enough of being degraded, used and abused, no longer able to recognize her own self, that she stopped answering to her name. Queen, beautiful, precious, gorgeous, lady, wife, mother of life, rib, Eve, woman. Not sure if she could go any further. Her feet was tired of going nowhere, on different roads that led to the same dead ends. Heaven, she finally cried out to. God, our Father, who was patiently waiting, received her with open arms. Trying to cover her past pain and present scars, he ignored it all, for it no longer existed, for Jesus dismissed it, knowing that her future was destined for them to be. Since he's the beginning and the end, you will eventually come to him. If not the beginning, definitely the end. Take God first.
Wow.
And that's one of the poems that I shared with Miss Denise in her class. I shared it with them, being moved by their stories and their testimonies. And they loved it so much that they adopted this poem in. There's one original poem that I wrote for Miss Denise. I don't have it with me right now, but that one is shared. It was specially made for the book. But this one I shared, and they loved it so much that they adopted it on. And I'm currently working on a book, trying to get it published. I'm done with it, but I'm trying to get it published now. It's called The Confessions of Me. It's the first book I actually started working on when I started getting closer to God. So that one is like my firstborn, my baby. So once I can get that going, I know God will just show me where else he wants me to be.
Wow, Latasha, that was wonderful. God bless you. Wow. Well, you know, we love for, you know, the young people to come on the show. We want to encourage all the young. So tell us your age so we can really let people know. Yes.
Okay, yes. I'm 25 years old. I'm married. I have a son who will be 1 year old next month.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm happily married 3 years. I plan to write a book about that, too. Every life situation is a testimony, so I plan to write a book called Young and Married as well, because there's so many young people who are also getting married but not getting married for the right reasons and not understanding what marriage means. So I'm working on a lot of things, but yes, 25, blessed. God has really given me wisdom beyond my years is what I hear many people say, and I just take it as a gift that I'm just the vessel he's choosing to use. And very much humbled and appreciative of it.
So let me ask you, because now you're part of this book, Beyond Abuse, the Beyond Abuse Project. You're going to be at this symposium. It's, you know, there's a lot of the messages going forth are dealing with domestic violence. October is nationally Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So what are your thoughts on all of this domestic violence, especially being, you know, a young woman.
Being young, it's actually sad. The way teenagers are living their life now, they live in it as they prepare, like they're preparing to die and not live. Things have become so acceptable. Degrading has been a norm and not the opposite. Many women don't receive the respect that they deserve. They don't even love themselves enough to choose to get respect. They allow themselves to be degraded, which allows different abuse to open up and come in, starting by just low self-esteem. I see a lot of teenagers who have father issues, so it starts from father issues and then trickle on down to something else. A lot of people who just don't know who they are, who are still searching themselves or self-searching through someone else. So, I mean, it's really a sad situation, but I definitely feel like a voice needs to be heard from all age groups, from young to old, because it affects many people, and many people have been silent about it. But I also feel like it's important for someone around my age to also speak about it, to let women know you are someone beautiful, that you deserve to be loved because God loved you first, that if no one can treat you as the queen that you were made to be, then don't settle for less. A man will only do what you allow him to do in certain extents, in certain situations. If you make a man act like a man and stand up and be a man, he has no choice but to be a man. But nowadays, these teenagers allow him boys to do whatever and say whatever, and they think that is the norm or that is how it's supposed to be. It's not. So, I mean, to me, it's very sad, but to me, you have to be heard. You have to raise your voice. You have to let it be known. You have, someone has to stand up and stand out, or it will continue. The cycle will get worse.
Now, you see, now amongst, you know, younger people, like your age group and younger, do you see that, do you feel, or not do you feel, but I don't know if you can even speak on this or not, but is there any correlation between domestic violence or intimate partner violence or, you know, teen dating violence? Do you think there's any relationship with that and some of the hardcore rap-type music where women...
I definitely do believe that entertainment has a piece on it. I'm not going to blame everything on entertainment because everything is a choice, but I definitely do believe that the world glorifies the negative and people attach to it and adapt to it. So since they see it done, or so many people say, hey, that happened to me, instead of doing something about it, they say, oh, it happened to my friend, so it's okay, it's the norm. So I definitely do believe that entertainment has a hand in that.
That's good, because, wow, you know, I know just, I'm much older, and when I watch some of the, just sometimes just for the purpose of research, I'll sit and I'll watch videos on a lot of the popular video shows, whether it be MTV or just regular TV shows or BET or wherever I can watch them, just to see what is being portrayed. And a lot of times, you know, women in those videos are portrayed as objects.
Right.
Now, I know when I have objects on my home, I don't treat an object as special as I do a human being.
Right.
I'm
but it's also
afraid.
Not just women either. It's men too, who boys who don't know who they are, who never had that mentoring or that guidance or that father. And some are not in the church, so they don't have a pastor to speak to, like, speak life into them. So it's men, I mean, it's boys and girls both who are growing up as men and women who are misguided, who are troubled, who has fears and issues that never been talked about, brung up, or handled. Therefore, it comes out sideways in different situations that could have been maybe prevented or helped if they just had someone to talk to, if they seen a different image, if they seen something else that's cool, then maybe they can turn a different route, go a different direction. But since negative is cool and sex is hot and drugs is hot and everything that's negative is hot now, people gravitate to that because they want to be in. They want to be loved. They want to be seen. So since that's all they want, they gravitate to what seems to be hot, what seems to get attention.
And you know what? That
lack of love.
That's so cool, Latasha, because you said you're 25, I'm 55. So you're talking about a 30-year difference, nearly two generations. But, you know, one thing I can say, and I'll probably say this until the day I leave this earth, a lot of those things that you named, they've always been hot, so to speak. Today there's more of it, and
right.
There's more doing it, so it probably seems hotter. But young people have always wanted sex, something to get high on. It may not be the current drugs that you have today, young people have always wanted to know about their sexuality. They couldn't watch it on TV like we say. But now, question, you said something that was very, very important. You said that a lot of the younger people, boys and girls, they have these ill feelings. Maybe they feel some type of way about whatever. They have no one to talk to. So who did you have to talk to, and how did you know to talk to these people?
I can say I'm very blessed. My mother has well-rounded friends, and my mother is a wonderful lady who's been through a lot. I mean, she's definitely been through a lot. With me and my family, I've learned from their mistakes. Instead of going down the same road, I choose to go down a different path. My mother never lied to me. She always was honest with me with her life situations, whether good or bad, and she told me the truth. I also have a godmother who's a first lady who's related to Miss Denise as well. She groomed me. She always spoke to me. And I have a grandfather. I have a father as well, but I'm very close to my grandfather and my uncle. If I ever had trouble, I was always able to come to them and be truthful and get a truthful response. So I'm definitely very blessed to have well-rounded family members, if not family members, close people to me that I can actually open up to and get honesty and truth and guidance. And God, I mean, it's really a blessing when you hook up with someone who's blessed or who knows God, because they're going to speak life into you, whether you know it then or not, they're speaking life into you. So I can honestly say that I'm blessed to have a well-rounded family, village that raised me.
And you know what, too, and I'm so glad that, you know, I know we're going to get back to the topic of the conference coming up this weekend, the Symposium of Domestic Violence, talking about this issue, but you just said something that was just, again, so big, and I think these young people need to hear it, because as you probably know, Tanya, or you don't know, Latasha, maybe, I don't know, but there are a lot of people who have support groups up the wazoo, but guess what? They don't do the important thing that you did, and you said two things you said you did. Number one, you said you made the to learn from their mistakes, take them. So that is, I think, if you know, as your tree, as you're going about the colleges, high schools, or wherever you go, and as you do your spoken word or whatever you're doing up there in Cleveland, I hope you keyed in on that, because you know what? There's a whole lot of kids who are sitting in the youth houses. They're sitting in the jails. They're sitting in those centers where when kids are like kind of mentally acting like they're cutting themselves and trying to suicide, they put them in those places for psychological research and counseling, not research, but interviewing and stuff like that. Many of them had wonderful family setups. They had a good setup, just like yours. But what they did not do, and they did not tap into their personal power, which you did, yes, you did, you tapped into your inner power, and you said, I'm going to make a choice. I'm not going to do negative around me, and I'm going to focus it. I know people who, you know, were the daughters of powerful first ladies and first men, bishops, you name it. Had powerful people all their life, prophets and different people speaking into their life, powerful people. I could name names, and you would know them, and anybody else listening to this show would know them. Some of them have not even made their lives a secret. They are on television with their stories. But guess what? What's missing is the tapping into the inner power, and you made a choice to do what was great, and because greatness is in everyone. Same God, the same God that raised Jesus from the grave, the same God that placed the Holy Spirit in you, that guided you, it guides Denise, it guides all those people you named, is in your village, is in every single person. But not everybody takes the choice to listen, obey, and follow. And you did that. So for that, God bless you. You know, you're an awesome young lady, and wow. And, you know, your husband, God bless him, your baby. You guys, I just pray God's, you know, supernatural continues to just pour, you know, down blessings through you all, because that's wonderful. And get out there to those young people. Convince them somehow that they have a choice, that they don't have to be the drug addict, the gang banger, the prostitute, the whore, the go-go dancer, the girl who lets a boy use them for sex and money. Let them know. See, I can do it. I can hit every topic, but my age will cause some of them to shut down. They will think, she doesn't know what I'm going through, because she was there 30 years. She's like a dinosaur. I know what the young people say, because I listen to them. I ask them, why won't y'all listen to me? They tell me. So, but they'll listen to you, because just sometimes for the sheer fact of your age. But go ahead with what you were going to say.
Yeah, I was just going to agree with everything you just said. I definitely agree, and I definitely feel like that's, you know, God is using me for that. I'm able to talk to old and young and still get through, which I think is a blessing and rare when you're talking to people. So I definitely believe that that is my purpose, to go out here and speak to many young people, because they gravitate to me, which is a good thing. So that is definitely my goal and what I plan to do.
Well, what I like about you is that you recognize gravitate to you, as often people will say that. People will say, oh, the young people gravitate to me. But when they gravitate, what do they get? Do they just get you sharing with them, oh, how wonderful life can be? Or are you actually telling them instruction, go do this, go home, do your homework, stop calling Bobby, stop, get off the internet, texting, and do that assignment. You see, people can gravitate to us, but what do we
like, right, do what do you put back out? Yeah, I mean, I definitely keep it real with people. I feel like that's what helped me. That's what guided me, truth. And kids hear so much lies anyway, or someone else telling them something that's not true, but what they think is that I'm just trying to make sure that you are the best that you can be in all areas. So that way we build a friendship, we build an understanding, but we also build a respect towards each other and a way to where I can be a mentor to you, where you're able to come to me and open up, where I'm able to share things with you and you actually hear and see. And that they actually get rewarded when they do well, and that they know that education does succeed, and doing good things actually gets rewarded in the world, not just negative.
Wow, you go, girl. You awesome. Wow. Latasha, what college did you attend, and what is your major?
I attended the University of Toledo. I did not complete at University of Toledo. I'm still going now, but my major is psychology. So...
I should have figured that out. Good for you. I mean, you are a delight. A delightful, oh, Denise. Oh, my God. See, Denise did it again. She's,
amen.
Denise is amazing. Now she's connected me with a beautiful young lady that I've never laid eyes on, never talked to her before. But wow.
And, Latasha, I got to say something. I want to kind of intercede here for you, both of you, because there is a connection. LaLisa, when she came to do that breakfast that she talked about in front of those 700 women, I asked her, I said, do you have any product to bring? Do you have any spoken words? She did a 20-day fast. You can't tell me what fast and prayer can do. And she birthed her first book. And her first book was
God's Plan for My Success.
God's Plan for My Success. And she brought that book to that event, and she sold out. She didn't have enough. And since then, I believe she has written 8 other books. And one of the other books that she wrote was to help people like us become self-publishers. So there you go. You want to publish your book, understand who can help you and guide you and lead you. And I believe that's what our generation has to do. And I have to kind of take the forefront on this one, because Tasha talked about the village. And I believe the village is missing in so many aspects. That's why domestic violence is running rampant. Because, LaLisa, our age group now are the matriarchs and the heads of the families. They see us as the ones who should speak wisdom and knowledge and understanding to them, to Latasha's age group and under. We have to step up and use our voice. That's why this Beyond Abuse Project is so dear to my heart. Because we have to empower, embrace, and impact the generations that are coming behind us. Because if we don't, what kind of legacy will we leave for them? Will we just leave them as victims? Will we just leave them with violence and bloodshed? Or can we speak life into to the next generation and the generation after that, and to our children and our grandchildren and our great grandchildren? This is why we have to come out October 29th and speak life and tell them that we are not victims, that we are not survivors, but we are thrivers, we are living, we are whole, we take our power back, and that we will not tolerate abuse anymore. We will not tolerate you taking my power by demeaning me or by treating me like I'm nothing, like I'm a piece of dirt underneath your feet. That ain't how God made us. God made each and every one of us beautiful and in his own image. And I'm not just talking about women. This thing goes far beyond a woman's issue. This is a people issue. It ain't a color issue. It ain't a gender issue. It's not an age issue. It's a people issue. Abuse affects everybody and everything. It tears down households. So we have to come and use our voice. And our tagline is using your voice to get your life back, learning how to use your voice to get your life back. That's what Beyond Abuse is all about. It's about empowering domestic violence advocates to empower other domestic violence advocates or advocates across the board to help those who are still suffering in silence. See, they still suffer in silence, so we got to be able to use our voice. And I'm so glad God partnered me up with Latasha, who has that gift in her, and she knows what her gift is, because there's power in the tongue. There's power in her words, because where I may not be able to reach them, me and you, LaLisa, because of our age, she can touch something in them that can bring life back to them and tell them, guess what? You do not have to be defeated in this thing. There is life after this. There's life after abuse. God did not make us to be abused. God made us to be a living and thriving and vibrant creature, and that's what we have to do. So, I just love you guys, and I love the connection now that you have with Tasha, LaLisa. So please don't drop her. Please don't let her go.
Well, Denise, you have said a lot, I tell you. Wow. Latasha, I tell you, you have really, and Minister Patton, and she's going to call me later. She is definitely my partner up here in New Jersey and all over, and she assists me with a lot of things. God sent her an angel. He sent her to help me, and she helps me, and she offers to do it, and I thank God for her every single day. And she's going to later, we'll talk. And, she also has a beautiful daughter, Shaniqua, she's her daughter's about 21, going on 22. And she's also an author from birth, and she's been writing all her life. She's been writing and doing all kinds of artistic things and, in school, always in school, right? And then when I met Pat, and Pat said to me her daughter needed to do a paper or a writing class, and she needs to write about somebody. So she wants to write about you since you are an author, and that's what she wants to do one day. Well, sometimes at that time she was a senior in high school. They have their thing that they say they want to do. You know how kids can be, right? And you don't know if they're going to put it or not. But nonetheless, she did the article, and she got her A. Thank God. I was praying for that. So I said she probably would have got an A+ if she did Oprah, but God bless her. She chose me. She got her A, and then she said she wanted to see me in action. She went with me on like a Friday night to some kind of, for young people, some boring conference. And for not all young people, but you know what I'm saying. So she goes and she helps and whatnot. Just beautiful young lady. And she said, she was doing some things, and we encouraged her. We begged her to write a book, as her mom had been doing for years. Sometimes mothers, an outsider, can get your child to do in 1 week what you've been trying to get them to do for 19 years. So get over that. Get over that they'll respond to an outsider. You know how people do. But I love mothers who don't mind an outsider encouraging their child to do something that you've been trying to get them to do forever. But so she started writing the book, and I have to say she's finished two of them. One is a book of poetry, and one is a book about some of the things that you're talking about, Latasha, that young people felt and never had felt that they couldn't talk about it, whether it's dealing with their sexuality. But, when I was growing up, Natasha, now one thing you say, you're very right about that. Things are different today, because when I was growing up, sexuality was not a choice. If you were born a girl, you stayed a girl, and if you went and tried to be a boy, you were, like, excommunicated from the camp.
Right.
If you were a boy, you were born a boy, and if you deviated, goodbye with you. You had to hide it, pretend, or just move away. Today, it is a choice that is offered. Probably in some schools, they probably offer it. They probably say to little children, honey, you can be a boy or a girl. Which do you choose? I believe that is happening in schools right now in the United States. But it's close enough, though, because when you put on a television show, or you do a national, you do anything on TV is national. Before the internet came out, it was national. So now it's international. So you go on TV and you do a show where a child is, changed their sex, whatever you want to call it, Now, that's basically giving every child who's watching a choice to do that thing. But anyway, that's a whole other show. Now, we're going to stay with this show, though. Domestic violence. We're going to stay right here. I can go to another show quickly. I need about 5 shows a day.
Yes, you do. We ain't going to let you go on that show today, though. We're going to keep you right here on track. We're going to keep you focused today because, you know what, Lalisa, I love you, and I got to let people know who you are. Because,
no, please don't. We'll do that later. I want to focus
on we'll do that later.
Just
but
that
I have to let them know you're my friend and that you are coming to Cleveland this Friday to be with us at the Beyond Abuse Symposium, and I just thank God for that. I thank God for your husband. I thank God for your influence and for you coming to help us bring a voice and a face to this thing, to the victory, not to the victimization. But I thank God for that. I thank God that you're going to fly in from Newark, New Jersey, and come spend some time with us at our own home and just be a beacon of light to those who still suffer and to those who are not, because there's going to be a victory song in that place on Saturday. Mm. And for everybody that's in Cleveland, we're going to be our host venue is the New Freedom Ministries, and it's located at 3476 East 152nd Street, and that's on Kinsman Avenue. And this is a free event, Lalisa. I think it's real important that we give back. So this is our community outreach effort from the Sanctuary CEC, which is the nonprofit organization that I founded. But we are doing some wonderful things that day. We are doing everything. We will be doing panel discussions, prevention and intervention. We'll have survivor testimony. We're going to have poetry. Latasha will be there. Tiffany, who is another poet, she'll be there. We're going to be doing empowerment and motivational segments. We have a youth forum. You're even coming in to do the bullying and abuse segment for us, which I think is really, really key. We're going to serve them free breakfast because I believe that it's important that they eat and so that they can hear. And then we're going to do some other things. We're going to do a corporate prayer because prayer is important. We got to put who we believe in.
Well, let me just break in here for a second. I just want to do a little station identification, so to speak.
Okay.
Let me just tell you about a few of our sponsors who are listening in. First and foremost, I want to say good morning. Welcome to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. We thank God for your support. First and foremost, I've already mentioned Minister Pat and all that she does. Also, I want to give a shout-out to another young woman who was very, very powerful, dynamic, another woman that just, you know, showed up in my life, Miss Tina Lane, God bless her. Just very diligent, she's a very compassionate young woman. She loves helping and serving. She's also another powerhouse. She was a manager in a very prominent, well-known bank for years, and at a young age, she had a lot of leadership and responsibility in her hands. She works in the church diligently. She is a diligent worker in the city of Newark for years, and she's this awesome, awesome woman, and she does a lot, but she still finds time to come here on the Coach Lalisa Show. But definitely want to thank her for all the support that she gives to Coach Lalisa and what we do to try to help people and to others who, Lady Flag, Pastor Rebecca. So these are people who tune into the show regularly. Mr. Reverend Brother Ralph Bunch Terrell, Mr. Lloyd Terrell. These are people that also are very supportive. They tune into the show. And I have to give a special, special shout out to my niece in Cincinnati, Ohio, who I will see shortly, young lady Kelly, doing great, powerful things, loves listening to the show. I just want to throw out their names, mention their names. Love you, love you, love you. But go ahead, Denise, I wanted to get that in. Back to you, ma'am. Denise, are you there? Hello? Okay, so Denise, she might have put herself on mute. She'll take herself off when she needs to. Now, Latasha, are you still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Tasha, we know that the symposium is going to be at the Freedom. What is the Freedom?
Yeah, Freedom, New Freedom Ministries.
New Freedom Ministries. Looking forward to that. Oh, wow. This is going to be awesome. And we still have, you know, Thursday. We'll mention it again. We got the flyers on Facebook. It's on Facebook. You can go to Facebook, put into the search box, Beyond Abuse, and it's going to come up. It's the beautiful flyer with the purple ribbon. You'll see the name Denise Jenkins, or you can go to my page, click on something. She's one of my friends. You can find her. It's not hard. And, again, we have to give a shout-out to Mr. Schultz, or whatever his name is. Not Schultz. I know it's not Schultz, but the guy who started, Schuckenberg, who started Facebook. It's an awesome connecting tool. I don't care about all the negative stuff that it is, but I do care about the fact that tell somebody, just go on Facebook and look for it. It makes it easy. So this Saturday is going down. If you're in or around the Cleveland area, if you have the type of finances, you're able to fly in. Cleveland got hotels. You can stay overnight. Cleveland is so close to New Jersey. For some of y'all, you can get there by car in about 7 hours. It's right up Route 80. It's just like going to Orange and keep on going. You just go right up Route 80 and keep on going, and you'll be in Cleveland before you know it. And the traffic isn't all that bad up that way, so you'll get there in record time. They got wonderful hotels. You can partner up, two or three or four of y'all can stay in a hotel, do something you've never done before.
We do have a hotel connection. The DoubleTree is one of our sponsors, so we do have a hotel connection. So if they need rooms, all they got to do is get in contact with us.
I know it's late. I know it's late notice for some people, but I know some of y'all. I'm not the only orange in the world, and some of us, and we know us oranges, we're spontaneous. We can do stuff at the ninth hour, and still be good. But before we go off this air, I want to go back to Latasha. And Latasha, I tell you, I mean, do you have this book that you're working on? Okay, so it's not out yet, but it'll be out. Can you tell us when? So we're waiting on that.
I'm praying and hoping that it'll be out before the year end. I figure me pushing it out here and me getting out here is motivation. Me just go ahead and complete it, do what I got to do, and get it out before the year is over with.
Oh, yeah, that's a piece of work. That's a piece of cake, rather. That won't be hard to do. If you got the poetry, you write them. Like I said, the other young lady, she realized that she was able to do her book in like 2 days. But she realized she had all the poetry already. She had been writing poetry since she was maybe at least, 9 or 10, who knows. But all she had to do was pull them together, put it in a Word document, and go from there. It's so very simple today. The biggest thing you need is a few little, change. Not a lot. It doesn't take a lot today as it did 20 years ago or 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. It's a lot less expensive. As a matter of fact, Denise, and you also might want to look at that, and all of you online who want to author something, now it was in the Wall Street Journal. Amazon has launched their own publishing company. They already had CreateSpace. So I'm not talking about CreateSpace, because that's what I thought initially. They've also launched a publishing company. So you need to look them up, Amazon, but they're competing with the Doubledays and the Simon & Schuster's and all the big publishing houses. So you might want to look into them. But back to you, Latasha. So what else can you share with us about, youth and this problem of domestic violence and how your poetry is going to help, or whatever you'd like to share with us? You have about 2 minutes.
Yes, I just, like, my poetry is the key. It's the key. It's the voice for many people. I have so many books lined up. Like, there's more than just the one I'm trying to push out now. I have one I'm working on called Date God First, where it's just talking about, young women, young men who are going through different things and just realigning their life and putting Christ as the center, and being able to eliminate some of the negativity and some of the things that they run into. You can't eliminate everything in this world, because it's just reality. But some things, like you said, you can get your power back, you can get your voice back, you can find out who you are before it's too late. If you got breath in your body, it ain't too late. Mistakes happen, but you are still alive. You can make a change. And that's my point of me writing, to be an inspiration, a motivation to the situation, encouragement to the people. That is what I choose to do.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
You got to love her, LaLisa. You got to love her.
Love this woman. Y'all
Isn't
ready.
That power? That's power right there. See, there's some power in the next generation. We just got to bring them out. So I encourage everyone 50 and older to come on out and reach one and teach one and pull them up, because all we have to do is just give them a slight nudge, and their gift will speak and do what it's supposed to do. All we have to do is just let them know that it's in them, and God wants to work it out of them.
And you know what? Now, Latasha, do you do poetry writing workshops in some of these schools where the youth are so so confused and what have you?
No, I have not been able to get that far yet or touch the people or reach the people yet, but that is something that I would love to do. If the door was open, I definitely would be all hands on for it.
Girl, it's going to be so open. Are you kidding? Because we have a young man here. You kind of remind me of him. I can put you, he's on Facebook, Elijah Brown. He graduated, blah, 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 did all the things. He's about probably your age, about your ages. And he also writes poets, but he also holds these classes in the inner cities and places where kids typically would be wanting to hang out and just have sex and just drop out. Because first you hang out and then you drop out. Trust me, if your kids are hanging out, baby, don't think a dropout ain't nearby. But I don't know how parents think the kids can hang out doing nothing and think they ain't going to drop out of school. But, oh, well, we got to educate the parents, too. But they can hang out and they can begin to make poetry out of their lives. Like you say, it's the same thing the rappers did. The rappers did the exact same thing. They would get together in those barns and buildings or wherever they were. They weren't in school,
right.
And they began to rap about the problems in their life. Mama had a baby. Daddy gone. Got to get high. Dope on the corner. You know, they just began to rap.
Right. They used it as an outlet.
Exactly. And they put music to it, and then they began to sell it. But now, so the same thing. Some people, not everybody can sing. But those who, everybody can write, though. Not everybody can sing, but everybody can write, and I'm convinced of that. And it took me 55 years to be able to say that and understand it. But not everybody can sing. That is true. But be like this, and even if you could learn to sing, you can learn to write quicker than you. Because look at it. Kids learn to write by what, how old. Some kids learn to write at age, what, 2? Some younger. My grandson's been writing since he could hold a pencil. So he's been writing since he was, 8 months, 9 months old. So kids can learn to write, but not everybody going to learn to sing. I can prove that because I've been singing all my life and still can't carry a tune. So you can get into those schools or those communities. They all got community centers and set up these poets. So now he turns out poets. Like they bad too, just like rappers. They bad to the bone because, like Denise said, they've got all this talent pent up, but now they're putting it in words. And here's the powerful thing: ain't nothing wrong with listening to a song, and it does a lot of things for you. But boy, can you imagine getting some of these young people to read a book?
That's right.
That's more giant than anything we know right now in the universe besides Christ Jesus himself. Getting a young person to read books and want to read it. Now, I just dropped that knowledge on somebody, and somebody's going to run with that. I hope it's you, Latasha. That's huge. That's huge. Keep writing. Don't stop writing. Because if you can get young people to read a book, you've done, they ought to have you on Oprah. I know she's gone off the air, but they need to bring Oprah back just to interview you on that couch.
Appreciate the opportunity and chance to just have my voice be heard, share my gift with the world that God placed inside of me. And, I mean, I know this is definitely the beginning. I don't know how fast I'm going to blow up, but I know God has his hand on me. So I'm prepared to do what he's called me to do.
And I'm glad you aren't ashamed to say blow up, because I'm so thankful for that, because I watched another young lady who was 22 years old talk about blowing up in a company selling products that she didn't create. And I said, you know, and that was good. That was encouraging to see that. So I'm glad to see that, you know.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think that we, as young people, also have to represent Christ and represent him in a way that looks good. People
All right.
have this type of mentality where they feel like if you're saved or if you're down with Christ, that it's not a cool thing or it's not what's hot. God looks good. His people supposed to look good. We are supposed to stand out from the world. He is riches. He is gold. There's no other
right
way
now.
To it. Not to keep it. So in order to keep it and to shine from the inside on out, that is true beauty. That is real riches. And once people tap into who God is in them and learn that he's always been in them, there's no need to pretend or act like someone else. There's no need to get in debt to have what the world has when you have what you need with God. Once you let him guide your life, you're going to get where you need to get. But we all have to drive our own lane, but we all have to know who we are as well. So, I mean, I realized that Christ looks good, and in order for him to be appealing to the world, we have to represent him in the correct way. He never came around his world shy. He spoke his mind. He said his peace. And souls got saved. We here because of him. It's time for us to continue to carry the cross.
Now you're preaching. I love it. Girl, you done got on here. You done, wow. You know what? Oh, my Lord. You done, girl, you done preached. You done read poetry. Lord have mercy. You done encourage the young and the old. I see why you said I can touch all levels because you sure enough have. You've got to be excited. And God bless you, girl. Your mother. Where's your mother? Mom, God bless you, woman of God, who raised this child. Who had this mother? What's your mother's name again?
Marie.
Marie, God bless you, because this young lady is a wonderful, wonderful, and mother, wow, you had this child, God bless you. God chose you to have this baby, and that is amazing to me. I love these mothers who... Love all mothers, but I'm saying, when you get these mothers who can be there for children, and wow, wow, I just, oh, and God bless you. I know you're listening in. I know, because if you was, I know what mother wouldn't listen in to all of this every chance they could.
Yeah, if you let her tell it, I was born 2 months early.
Wow.
2 pounds. Three or 6 ounces. My mother, she almost died having me. So
my Lord. What? Oh, my God. And a miracle baby at that, I could tell. Wow.
See, that vision that was in her had to be birthed early. Look, she couldn't hold that. God had her, needed her to go to work right away.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What'd
now,
you call it,
well,
Lalisa? A miracle baby, huh?
A miracle. Now, I see a hand raised, so I got to, you know, got to bring her in. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, area code 908. We have 2 minutes left.
Good morning. I just got in the house, and I'm rushing, and I was trying to get in earlier, Coach. How you doing? Just to not let the moment go by and not say something to the young lady that is speaking. Oh my God, I am so excited today. I just listening to her by 20 plus years, but just listening to her story and listening how she talking at the end, she started preaching, like, okay. But I just want to encourage her to just keep on doing what she's doing. And I definitely, you know, we definitely need to bring her back and out of opportune time when I can get on and talk when the kids are already off to school. But I enjoyed her, and I'm going back to the archives and listening to it again. But just keep on writing your poems, and my daughter definitely needs to get in contact with you. She definitely needs to talk with you and stay in touch with you, and maybe, you know, so that you can encourage her more. I'm the one that Coach was talking about earlier with the daughter. And, you know, so definitely, I'm a coach. I hope we can get her back and we can come in and talk because I really enjoyed her today.
Thank
bless you.
I truly appreciate that.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Bless you. And amen. We will look forward to definitely having her back, definitely having you back again, Denise. You know that you welcome to come on the Coach Lalisa Show anytime, as are so many others. We, you know, Minister Pat usually keeps the schedule, so we do have to, you know, make sure I keep my date straight. That's why you can do that, because if I do it, I might have two or three people coming on. And then there are shows. But there are shows. No, but there are a lot of people. But there are a lot of people with Blog Talk Radio shows that last an hour, and when they bring you on as a guest, you got 15 minutes. And I'd rather not do that. I want people to come on. I want you to have the whole hour so we can kind of, you know, you can discuss what you need to discuss. People can call in, and as soon as we're able to go to a two-hour format, we will, as soon as we can. Because,
amen.
You know, we want to really be able, and we're looking to get there very soon. We want to give the homage again to your mom, Latasha, your father, because I know your mom didn't birth. She didn't make you.
Oh,
by
yeah,
herself.
I definitely. I give props to my father, too. He definitely, he's a singer. Now, I can't sing worth nothing. I don't know how that skipped my generation, but I can't sing worth nothing. My father sings like a hummingbird, but he also has poetry skills as well. So, I mean, I definitely give props to my father.
But Latasha, you're singing with a different voice. So your song, believe me, you have a song in you. That poetry is song, but it's just a different way.
Now,
the music
y'all who
is coming forth.
Mm-hmm.
Denise is a gospel heir. Her mother was a great gospel singer. Denise was a part of a very, very large gospel group that traveled around the country. Her husband has his own gospel group. So when Denise tells you anything about your singing, it's because she knows. She studied this. She knows what it is. And she's the scripture. She understood that. So this is, you know, I would love to stay here and chat with you women. I can leave you guys on, but I got to go get ready for another training class. But we could go with this. I mean, I know there are others who would love to raise their hand and ask a question and make comments. I just think we just ought to do it again tomorrow morning. And if you all are free, I'll be here.
We would love to come back on, Lalisa. We appreciate that you gave us an open format to be on the radio, and we will be here. I can speak to me. Latasha, well, how are you for tomorrow?
Yes, I definitely
will
be here.
Okay.
Please do, because there are people already hitting me up on Facebook asking me if you're from Cleveland or Ohio, and I want these people to get their young people, get them on the line. Don't worry about nothing. Just dial them up. Dial them up or get them on here so that they can hear. We're going to call it Latasha Speak. And we're going to let Latasha come, bring some of your poetry, bring some encouraging words for the young people, for the old people, for the middle-aged people. Just bring it. Bring whatever you got, and we're going to enjoy it.
I definitely appreciate it. Thank you. God is definitely moving right now. Definitely right now. So, I mean, I'm definitely, I got my running shoes on because I see this about to take off. So, I definitely appreciate it.
My God, that's what we're going to do. Tina, put a message out there. Tune in and bring your sneakers with you.
All right, guys. All right. I love you. We got to go to where we're going to be obedient to the time. We'll see you in the morning, Lalisa.
Everybody.
All right, thank you. You all have a blessed day.
You too. Well, you've all been listening to the Coach Lalisa Show. This has been Coach Lalisa. We want you to know that we've been on the air a little bit over, but you can, once you listen to the archives, you will know why. So please go and tell everybody to be back here tomorrow, same time, same place, and never forget that phenomenal preparation breeds phenomenal success. And Miss Latasha is an extreme example of that. What you see her doing, she's been in preparation for this from day one. As a matter of fact, God gives us a jump because he said, before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. So God already predestined us. And like she said, Latasha said, all you got to do is get your running shoes ready. But many times, God gives us that, you know, how you give somebody a head start, give them that push. He gives us a push, and then we stop. But you got to keep preparing, and then one day your day will be here, just like her day is here, and others' days have been here. Your day is coming, but if you're not prepared, if it comes, what you gonna do? So that's our tagline for the end of the show. Phenomenal preparation breeds phenomenal success, and don't ever forget that your goals will take you to the destiny of your dream. This has been Coach Lisa. We're out. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have an awesome, blessed day, y'all.